Report on Chester County's Election Day poll book error made for a packed Board of Elections meeting last night. The public had a chance to hear a presentation from Fleck Eckert Klein, the Westchester-based law firm behind the investigation. The firm said a mistakenly checked box caused tens of thousands of third-party voters to be omitted from poll books. Despite the transparency, some voters, including Diane Hauser, have little faith in the process and want accountability.
But the failure to do one's job, such as overseeing our elections, is a dereliction of duty, which should lead to a disciplinary action or termination. Who at the top is going to be held accountable for this massive error?
A spokesperson for the county declined to comment on personnel matters. Governor Matt Meyer is proposing raising cigarette prices in Delaware, and that's got some people concerned. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Meyer's recommended budget hikes taxes on so-called, quote, sin products like cigarettes. The tax is part of a package to close a $500 million budget gap. Some advocates say higher prices will make people quit. But Adam Hoffer with the Nonprofit Tax Foundation says raising prices on the poor to drive behavior change doesn't work.
If you're trying to improve the lives, especially of lower-income households, then regressive taxes make that really hard to accomplish because you're going to make a lot of those households worse off because you're taxing them more heavily.
But health policy advocates say price hikes are an effective tool to help people lead healthier lives. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Wilmington at 34 degrees currently, Cape May at 34 as well, Princeton at 31, and it is 32 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, with bright, crisp blue skies and plenty of sunshine. We do see some clouds come in the overnight hours. Temperatures tonight, very, very cold, dipping down into the teens. Tomorrow should be sunny with highs around 30.